Down the Hatch podcast. Tyler.
Kevin.
Tyler's dying.
How many fourth graders could I beat up by myself?
Yeah.
We are back. Back.
Oh, I thought it was horns, but we are back. The Down the Hatch return episode.
They said we were
the business.
They said we were dead. They said we were dead. There is literally at the coroner's office, there's a coffin with our names on it.
Yeah.
And they said we were dead.
But we're back. We're back and not even we're not just back. We're back and we're better.
Better than ever.
New mics. New content might be the same, yo. My content might be the same. But the sound quality is better.
Sound quality is better. Energy's gonna be better.
Good energy.
Better everything. We're older, wiser. And you know what? We only took like 2 months off. Probably like three.
Was that 2 months? I feel like that was like at least eight.
I feel like we recorded. No.
Because
we recorded an episode at least in like June.
We took like 7 months off from posting anything.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That's true.
But we had three unreleased episodes.
That's all in the past, though. That's all in the past.
The
unreleased, and by the way, the unreleased episodes, we're going to sprinkle them in now and then.
Yeah, you'll get them.
You'll get them. Stay hungry.
You'll get them. Don't just be fucking greedy. Don't be greedy.
Relax.
They're coming. All right, yo. I don't want to start off with a hot topic, so I'm coming in with like a medium topic right now.
Yeah, you just said.
I got two. Okay, so topics tonight, whatever. I got one that's like a banger, and then I got two I feel passionate about. So I'm just going to throw one of the passionate ones first, and then I'll go banger later.
All right, yeah. Yeah, that's fine with me.
I just want to know, like, this might be they're in the media a lot. I just want to know what you think about the Kardashians, because I got strong feelings toward the Kardashians.
So in your notes that you sent me, you said cool or no. So I would just give you a one word answer, and you can go off of it. Cool.
Yo, that's a yo. Oh my god, I'm the biggest Kardashian fan.
I love the Kardashians, dude. They're great. They're just so entertaining. What's the mom's name?
Chris, yo, Chris.
Chris Jenner memes are like low-key like one of the best memes on the internet. Like her holding up the phone, the one with her the gun next to the laptop.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
Banger, yo, banger.
Such a banger of a meme.
Listen, the thing with the Kardashians for me is like people are like, they're famous for nothing. Like, they don't do anything cool. Oh, they're just famous and they get money for nothing. That's fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. I would kill to be famous and do nothing. I would kill to be famous just for being famous.
Dude,
that's a life right there.
They're famous because they're entertaining. Like, if they were doing nothing, just straight up nothing, then no one would pay attention to them. They are doing nothing and still being entertaining. That's a talent. And it's not just because they're hot. I don't, like, people like are like, oh, they're only famous because they're hot and they do nothing. No, there are hot people. There are hot, poor people all over the world that no one gives a shit about. But the Kardashians are just so damn entertaining that they stay in the news. I love the Kardashians.
You tell me right now you get a camera on a random hot person in, I'll say, college or even like fresh graduate working their day job 9 to 5. No one's going to fucking watch
that. No one cares. No one
The Kardashians, cares. I will tune into that. I will enjoy it. Keep it with the Kardashians. I hate to say it, but low-key a banger, yo. Good episodes. I enjoy watching it. The Kardashians, fun to watch. They're living the life. Oh, they don't do anything. Good for fucking them. I don't want to do anything either, dude. I do not want to do anything ever.
All right. I got a question for you, though. Khloe Kardashian. OJ's daughter or not?
Yeah, I think so.
So do I, dude. And I want, it's a thing that I want to believe too, because that'd be awesome. That just adds a whole another dynamic to the OJ legacy.
The evidence stacks up too much, you know?
It does. It really does. I mean, she doesn't look much like her sisters.
No.
OJ was around then.
Yep.
OJ probably murdered a couple people.
Good for him.
I'm going to be honest. I don't know where I'm going with this, but.
It sounds like you're right, though. That's what's crazy, though. I don't know where you're going, but it sounds like you're right.
I'm almost certain I'm right. I pretty much know I'm right.
I think you're definitely right. And that's what's good about it is, like, you're right.
It's just, I mean, yeah, it's fun to, like, debate sometimes when you're on things like this. But sometimes you just have to agree that facts are facts sometimes.
Facts?
She's definitely OJ's daughter. Facts.
All right, I'm bringing...
Sorry, OJ.
So, yeah, sorry, OJ. I'm bringing heat to you.
Actually,
right,
maybe not sorry. What?
No, I was going to bring other heat to you. I got heat right now.
Oh, more heat.
And this is one that I debated with for probably, like, we thought about the return probably, like, what, 2-3 years ago. And I've been debating against this one since then.
Okay.
You know what? I wrote up this question, and now I'm reading it, and it doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make that much sense.
These are two
key scenarios, yeah. Should we just do two different questions?
Yeah. All
right. So question number one is, who would win in a fight, a shark with legs on land or...
I'm just not realizing that's like two. You can't choose one between that. The worst part about that is I wrote that question up like sober, thinking it was like, yeah, I got to bet you with this
one. I'll tell you the element of that question that I feel strongly about, which is lion that can hold its breath underwater versus shark. A shark would destroy that lion.
I don't know, though. Give me this. What does a shark have underwater? Again, mention it's underwater, so shark's normal, no legs. What does a shark have that a lion doesn't?
Like explosive swimming ability.
I don't know, dude. Cats are pretty good swimmers. Wait. Yo, they're pretty good swimmers.
Okay. Like, it's not a fish. Like, it doesn't have the quickness of a shark that can just jot here and there. And don't sharks ram their enemies and stuff like that?
Yeah, but you think a lion's intimidated by that? I'll take a lion.
What's a lion's got that a shark doesn't? Claws? Claws?
A little, probably sharper. Less teeth. But I feel like the two main ones might be a little bit sharper. I don't know.
I think a shark just like nosedive into a lion and rip its flesh apart.
Okay. Yo, I see it, but let's go opposite side. You going on land, you taking a shark with lion legs. So it's got the full claws and everything. And then you get a lion, normal lion on land. Who you picking?
I think this is a more fair fight, but I'm just gonna keep supporting the shark.
You have to, because it's no different. If the lion can go in water, it's the same as on land.
No, it's not, because like a shark's not used to being on land. I mean, I guess it has legs, so I think a shark. Wait, does the shark have lion legs or its own like mutated shark version of legs?
It has like pretty much the same as lions. It can function like a lion.
Yeah, then I go shark. Well, yeah, easily you go shark. Because sharks have more teeth. And then if it can function like a lion, then it also has claws. So it has everything that would give a lion an advantage. But it also has shark teeth, which I feel like are more dangerous.
But does it have the same explosiveness on land?
Yeah, it has more. It's a shark, dude. Sharks are... That's
they get their explosiveness from wiggling their body. He can't wiggle his fucking body and go pounce on fucking land. No, you gotta use this.
Why not, dude? You ever seen an alligator, dude? They wiggle their bodies, whack people with their tails, knock them out, eat them.
So you're picking alligator over both? Or?
I'm picking what's it called? Saltwater crocodile. Ooh, you know how we used to Google images of animals? Yeah, well, let's Google a picture of a saltwater crocodile.
As we Google, I just want to ask you, saltwater crocodile, you get a three-way match. They're in a fair circle. They're all starting on one, not a corner, but they're in equal distance. I don't know, pi, whatever. You get a saltwater crocodile, you get a lion, and you get a shark with legs. Each fucking... whatever circle is that, who you picking to win that?
Saltwater crocodile. Low man wins.
Over, no!
Dude, it gets low, dude. It can get low.
Yeah, but...
Hold on. Apparently, I just found a headline from this Google search. Breaking news. Apparently, herpes are ravaging the saltwater crocodile population right
that
now.
That might work to their advantage.
Can we start a GoFundMe?
GoFundMe, yo. Save the crocs.
To cure croc herpes.
We need to save the croc herpes. I think the scariest thing about them, I'm looking at a picture, is that their teeth, like, they have like one section where the bottom teeth is above the top, and then it rotates to the top being above the bottom, and then there's a third section where the bottom comes above the top. That's not natural, dude. Your teeth should go in one direction. You shouldn't have fucking angles.
For Australia's Crocs, herpes is more than just a cold sore.
Good for them.
Not just a vicious heat wave or a devastating bushfire. It's a fatal disease. Sometimes one plagued by a social stigma.
Wait, what?
So apparently,
social stigma?
Australia? The Australian like animal population is having big STD problems. Because you know about the like, koala chlamydia issue?
I have heard about that. They have like pretty much every koala has chlamydia, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, that's sad. Every koala has a chlamydia. Saltwater crocs are getting herpes.
Yo, Australia wild, though. They got like... big spiders, crazy snakes.
You ever seen a coconut crab?
I think I have. They look like big spiders, right?
They're enormous. Yeah, they're so big.
I'm looking.
They're so big and so scary.
Coconut crab.
I think this is what our new thing is. We just Google pictures. Yeah.
That's just pretty much. Yo, the crabs any size. I'm gonna spit this at you, unplanned. Crabs any size are just glorified spiders. They're just spiders without people scared of them. Yo, I got a rant to go on actually now.
Okay, go ahead.
Spiders are not scary. I'm actually a liker of spiders and I'm a hater of bugs. And I might be hypocritical saying that. But spiders aren't scary. I think people are just taught to believe that spiders are scary. So they don't like them. But spiders, let me spit one thing. You chilling, this case scenario, you chilling on your couch at your apartment.
Yeah.
Spider comes up to you. They don't fuck with you. Bugs, you get a fucking mosquito, you get a fly, you get something like that. They fuck with you. Spiders kill those. Why do we dislike flies? Okay, we dislike them, but why do we hate spiders so much? But we're okay with like, okay, it's a fly. No, we're socially conditioned to believe that these spiders are bad people. But if anything... spiders are doing good by killing these bugs, and I'm a big supporter of spiders. No matter how they look, you're believed that's an ugly look, but spiders are good. If I see a spider in my house, I say, go on, little bro. Chill out, do your little thing, make yourself comfortable, and kill some bugs.
So I'm looking at my window right now, looking at my windowsill. I see a spider web. I see a small, not tiny, but small spider. And you know what I see next to this spider? I see about 60 dead-ass flies. You know what those flies would be doing if that spider wasn't there? Buzzing around my room, bothering me. I like spiders. I will admit I get spooked when I see like a big spider like crawling around unexpectedly near me. But a spider in a corner in a web, more power to you. I love those guys. Good. They're helping us out. And like my room last year had a huge fly problem, and there was this one spider web in the corner, and it'd kill about 5 flies a day. It would help me out. So I'm with you. I'm a little creeped out by spiders.
You just gotta get off that, like, what you're taught to believe that spiders are bad.
I have nothing but the utmost respect for them, and I would never destroy a spider's web. That's like just walking in and destroying someone's house.
Fucked up.
Especially because they're so good. They're so good to you. Yeah. If your spider's like attacking you, sure, smash it. Don't destroy spider's webs. I'm team spider web. Yeah,
team spider web on this podcast. We're pro spider web.
Dude, this wall, I'm actually like, I've never really taken the time to look at it good though, but this spider's kill count has got to be at like 80.
Good guy, yo. He's killed so many flies. I'd rather have a spider crawling around than flies like buzzing in my face.
Oh yeah, for sure. Especially because a spider... most spiders just confine themselves to their web. So that's like a 3-foot radius. Just avoid the web and you're fine. Flies are just bugging you. No pun intended. Just bugging you.
You Googled coconut crab?
Yeah, dude. They're scary looking. Yeah.
Do you see that one of it killing a fucking bird?
Yeah, dude. Holy shit. That's so freaky. Damn, that was from 5 days ago.
Yeah, it was from 5 days ago. It's like impaling.
It's like impaling.
That's one of the scariest things I've ever fucking seen in my life.
That's very frightening. If you can kill If you can kill a bird, you can kill me.
Yeah, yo, yeah. I'm not smarter than a bird. A bird can fly and get out of the way. I can fucking run.
Yeah.
That coconut crab, if he can catch something that can fucking fly and kill it like that, it can catch me when I'm trying to run.
I agree. I agree so much. So I was going to ask you before we went on this tirade, and I think I probably know the answer by now, but buy or sell on hermit crabs.
Oh, yeah. This is funny to me because this is a tough segment for me because my sister has hermit crabs and there's literally nothing I hate more than fucking hermit crabs. The most worthless fucking pet of all. My sister has hermit crabs and she went away for a week and she says, make sure you turn the light on and off. Why the fuck would I turn the light on and off for this fucking stupid ass fucking... I like spiders. I said I like spiders. This is a fucking uglier spider. Like a spider, but ugly.
Uglier spider. Oh. But they don't do the good things that spiders do. Like
they're not. They're store brand fucking stupid ass spiders. I've said multiple times, like, why the fuck do you have hermit crabs? Worst animal on fucking... Oh, I dropped my mic. I'm so mad. I picked it up. I hope that's not too loud when we record this, but hermit crabs... Oh my god.
I feel so bad for my parents. I feel so bad for my parents because like when I was probably 8 years old and we were at the beach, I talked them into letting me get a hermit crab. It's such a beach move. But those in hindsight, those animals suck so much. And like if that was my kid, I'd be like, fuck you, you're not getting this ugly ass animal in my house. Like, get out of here. So thanks for spoiling me, parents, but you made the wrong move there. Hermit crabs are the worst.
You grow old and you ask your parents, why the fuck did you let me get a hermit crab, man?
Hermit crabs also, really, like, I still have the Google images of coconut crabs pulled up. They are really just tiny versions of coconut crabs, which are freaky looking.
They're literally uglier fucking coconut crabs.
And I would honestly, like... I feel like coconut crabs being bigger actually makes them less creepy because like they're so big.
I think you're right. That's just crazy.
Like, coconut crabs just, or I mean, hermit crabs just crawl around or whatever. They can get in your pants. I don't want to bring that up.
Wait, sorry. Do you have a story to tell?
No, I've never had a hermit crab in my pants. I'm just saying it could be a thing that could potentially happen.
I don't know. I feel a little like angst towards hermit crabs because
Look at this. I don't know if this is like a Photoshop, but if you scroll down enough, you'll find a picture of this coconut crab on a trash can.
That's real because there's like 12 pictures of it. And second off, why is there multiple, like I see four right now, pictures of coconut crabs killing fucking birds, yo. I see four already, yo. What the fuck is up with coconut crabs killing fucking pigeons?
I'm not going to Australia.
We didn't talk about this again, but yo, I was walking through fifth year. Yeah, I'm still in school. I was walking through campus, and I saw a squirrel. I think we need to talk about the fact that squirrels are fucking cute, dude. They're cute animals.
Oh, I love squirrels.
Squirrels are great animals.
I
think they're not appreciated because there's so many of them. But I saw a little squirrel digging in the ground. I was like, yo, these motherfuckers
the way they gnaw those acorns.
Yo, cute.
So cute. Way cuter than bunnies.
Way cuter.
Why is it that, like, so there's, like, obviously it's kind of a different breed, but there are bunnies that are house pets. But you never hear of squirrels as pets because I would love to have a pet
squirrel. Dude, I'm looking at pictures of squirrels on Google right now. And I don't see a single picture not fucking cute. I would love to have one of these motherfuckers on my shoulder just chilling around like, this is my fucking squirrel.
You can just feed it peanuts all day.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Squirrels are... Oh, dude. Damn. Squirrels are so cute.
They're so cute. They're cute animals.
the best squirrel ever, and I feel like you see them a lot on college campuses for some reason... But when they like find food and it's a little too big for them to be dealing with, but they're carrying around, it's like half a muffin or something.
Think about if we domesticate squirrels and we can give that like 2 times a day, where you just give them too much food. We need to domesticate squirrels and make them pets.
Dude, look at this squirrel with no legs that has wheels instead of legs.
Yo, don't play with me like that.
So cute.
Don't play with me like
that. Oh my, Dude, squirrels are awesome.
Squirrels, underrated animal. I think it's literally just that we got like too used to squirrels being around. They were like,
but like there's as many rabbits are as there are squirrels, and people keep pet rabbits, and people act like rabbits are the cutest thing in the world. Where squirrels are way cuter than rabbits.
Rabbits are like bigger, less cute squirrels. They act the same, yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah, except squirrels can climb, which is cool.
Pretty cool.
Like, you ever seen a squirrel climb a tree? It's awesome.
Yeah, I 2 days ago, I just saw a squirrel climbing on a pole, just sitting up, straight pole, and just somehow relaxing.
You ever just take a step back? And, you ever take a step back and just watch a squirrel?
Yeah, it's the best.
Watch it go about its business. It's awesome.
It's literally, I can't think of anything better than that.
That's a low-key animal I would want to be. Squirrel, like, if you had to choose among, like, the most common animals, which common animals you would be, I think squirrel would be number one. Like, if you could go, like, deer, rabbit, squirrel.
Yeah, I think my top two would probably be, squirrel up there. I think I might be a cat, yo. I look at my cat here. Like, you literally do nothing but chill and sleep.
That's true.
If I could do that every day.
Being an outdoor cat would be kind of sweet.
Yep, you get everything good.
Because I would want to be able to roam around. Being like an outdoor cat that like has a little den that it goes into.
Yeah,
that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think you're on to something right now. All right, yo. One more topic for the night. Would you do meth? And this is a serious question. Like, you got to think about all things considered. Would you do meth if you knew, one, you're not going to get addicted, and two, you're not going to get arrested? Would you do meth?
Abso-freaking-lutely.
You on the meth train.
I would do any drug if I knew I wasn't going to get addicted or, like, arrested. Is there still a risk of me dying?
No, okay. Not death either. I'm just thinking about other risks. Like, you fuck up yourself. I don't know. You do something stupid. You go out in the streets. Just, like, anything but getting arrested. Like, you go out and do things to get you arrested, but you're not getting arrested.
Now I'm pumping the brakes a little. Because, like, I wouldn't want to go out and eat someone.
Yeah, no.
Or, like, and, like, with, like, you could argue that, like, you could have, like, a buddy to be your babysitter while you're on meth, but that's just a recipe for you ending up murdering your buddy.
Yeah.
Which I also wouldn't want. So, you know what? I'm going to back off. I don't think I would do meth.
You don't think it'd be fun, though, for, like, I don't know.
Oh, it'd be
two
fun.
2 hours of just, like, being on meth?
I'm just thinking of the risk reward. It would certainly be fun. But I just don't want to murder anyone. I would go into like solitary confinement.
No murder
to it.
No murder.
I still wouldn't want to like seriously injure someone. I would go into like solitary confinement and put on a straitjacket and then do meth for like 2 hours.
Is that still fun though? I feel like part of the fun of meth is like going out and being on meth.
Going out and fucking shit up. Do you see a lot of meth heads?
No, never. I'm from Norfolk, I'm not from Norfolk, but I live in Norfolk. That's where I'm at school. Lot of crackheads.
Yeah, crack I feel like crackheads.
And, crack seems fun.
Crackheads and meth heads are cut of the same cloth. Yeah. So would you do crack if you knew murder and addiction and
from what I've whatever. Seen in my small sample size of crackheads I've interacted with, I would definitely do crack. They all are.
Yep.
That's the thing. Like all the crackheads I've like spoken with are the nicest people ever.
Very happy
and like cheery and I talked to them like, you know what, maybe this crack thing is it.
Maybe that's the lifestyle.
Yeah,
like me, maybe you're just a crack person.
Do a little crack every once in a while.
I would do crack if I knew I couldn't get addicted.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
meth is a little different.
Yeah, okay.
Meth turns you into like a zombie.
So we're in agreement. We'll do crack if you know we're not gonna get arrested or addicted, but we're not gonna do meth.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's pretty fair.
I think,
yeah.
I think that settles it.
Yeah, that's pretty fair. That's pretty fair. All right.
I think we have time for one last.
One last thing. I just want to know what you think your personal worst movie you've ever seen is, because mine I feel very passionate about. I want to know what your worst movie of all time is.
My worst movie of all time is a movie called Teacher's Pet, which is like an animated Disney movie about a dog from about 2005. Not many people have seen it, but it is the most boring and kind of depressing movie ever. and I hate it so much. And like, it made me be mean to my grandma too, because my grandma took me out to see it when I was a kid. And like, it was the first time I ever walked out of the theater, and I was like, "Ah, that movie was terrible."
Oh, you? Oh, okay.
No. But like, I'm coming out of the theater, I was like, "Gosh, that movie was terrible." And like, in hindsight, that was probably really mean, but it probably hurt my grandma's feelings. Took me out to the movie theater and like treated me to a movie. They're a good grandkid, and I just walked out and was like, "Gosh, that sucked."
Oh, and man.
So
I feel like
fuck teacher's pet for being bad and making me be mean to my grandma. But I know which one you have, and I have some thoughts.
I know
on
you
it,
agree, so we can talk about it. This is what we can end on is how much we hate this movie. But I want to say how not only bad, but how sickening and disgusting of a movie fucking Polar Express is.
So bad. So bad.
First off, I'm just going to want a quick 1 minute spiel about how bad it is. First off, this fucking train comes to your backyard and you get in. That seems dandy. You get in this fucking train, you're gone for 1 hour. Okay, you're gone for 1 hour. Your parents come in your room and you're not there. They think you're fucking kidnapped. That's already fucked up. That is fucked up that they're just taking kids away from their fucking parents and acting like it's all handy dandy. That's not fucking normal. Second off, you go in the fucking train and you're supposed to have a fucking ticket.
That part, sorry. Sorry to interrupt. I know this is a rant, but that part pisses me off so much. Like,
yeah, they're going to kick kids off a fucking train they kidnapped them off of because they don't have a ticket.
And then they demand a ticket.
The kids are going to fucking die. You don't have a ticket? You kick them off the train? Who just picked up a little fucking six-year-old off the fucking in his fucking room on fucking Christmas Eve, and you're gonna kick him out of the fucking train because he's not on the ticket? He's gonna fucking die. It's snowing.
They just throw him off at the North Pole for them to freeze
it's
to death.
It's snowing. They're fucking hundreds of miles away from their fucking home. And there's
not only are they hundreds of, they're not just hundreds of miles away from home. They're in the North Pole, like one of the most hostile environments in the planet.
This is literally a fucking low-key, what we don't see on camera, oh, we're focusing on them. He finds his fucking ticket. He grabs it out of the air. What you're not focusing on is the fucking two other kids that lost their fucking ticket and getting kicked out. And they fucking get frostbite before they fucking suffer to death in the middle of the fucking snow at the North fucking Pole. It doesn't make fucking sense. You're killing kids. I saw that in theaters. And I was in elementary school. And I walked out. I didn't leave because I was with my parents and some other kids. I walked to the fucking bathroom, splashed cold water on my face, looked at myself in the mirror, and I said, this doesn't make fucking sense. This isn't fucking movie.
That movie rides off the coattail of that one song with Tom Hanks that's like actually a very good song. And it rides off of that entire song into people thinking it's a good movie, which it's not.
No. I can't think of a movie I hate more than that one. I can't think of anything that's like, I've never seen like glorified kidnapping and possibly murder that's celebrated.
My personal worst knock on the movie, because Polar Express isn't the worst movie of all time, probably.
Yes, it is.
But the biggest knock a movie can have in my mind is that it pisses me off.
Yeah.
And that's a movie that pisses me off just watching it. Like, it just makes me genuinely angry.
No.
Also, that kid, that other kid on the train, the do you have a ticket kid?
Exactly. How do you have a plot of murdering or kidnapping kids and murdering kids and then still add an additional hateable character? How?
I don't, and like, how did it become a classic?
No, it's not.
It's not old enough to be like where it should be a classic.
No.
Because the only like Christmas classics I feel like that came out in the 2000s were Elf, Elf is good.
Elf is good. Elf a banger.
Elf's a banger. And then I feel like Polar Express is the only other one, and it's so bad.
I think the people were so desperate for a new Christmas classic. They're like, it's a Christmas movie.
They're like, oh, it's animated. It has Tom Hanks in it. When did it come out? When do you think Polar Express came out?
I'm saying like Give me a year. 2000s, like 2007. I know I watched it in elementary school, so.
It's 2004. That's kind of earlier than I thought it would
be. Earlier than I thought, too.
But, damn. Ah, fuck that
movie. So, right, just on the topic, I want you, before we head out, I want you to give me your top, top Christmas movie.
Top Christmas Vacation with National Lampoon with Chevy Chase.
Yo, that's kind of a curveball right there.
That movie's so funny, dude. I love Chevy Chase when he was like high on cocaine and just making
that is a curve
banger ball. After banger after banger. What's yours?
I'm gonna go with Christmas Story. I love that movie. I love that movie.
That's a right down the middle fastball that is good as a strike because it's just perfect. It's a great movie. That's a great movie. I'll never argue. Never argue against that.
I'm glad. I'm glad. I was like, after I said I was nervous that you're gonna say, talk some shit or.
No, I love that movie. I love these October Christmas movie discussions. We're beating people to the punch.
It shouldn't have came up, but it did.
Let's do a new thing where we talk about like different holidays throughout the year.
Always off season, like,
not even close. Yeah. To like let's do a 4th of July episode.
Yo, tomorrow's 4th of July episode, yo.
Yeah, let's do it. All right. Tune in next week.
Next
4th of July episode.
All right. Any last closing? Yo, I can't say closing. Just a fun fact.
Closing?
I always put it with the TH. But closing.
I would like to just summarize. I think in everything, you should take away like a little piece of meaning, a little piece of truth from something. And I think the biggest piece of truth from this episode, spiders. Thumbs up, hermit crabs, thumbs down.
I can't think of a better way to end this right now. Thank you all.
All right.
Please.
We're back.
We're back.
Keep tuning in.